Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, so here's what we're going to talk about today. It's flu season. We're going to talk about Brett's big pet peeve, and he goes ballistic when this happens. AI and Instagram scams galore. So many friends scammed this week. What goes into throwing a catered party, if you're ever thinking about doing that? Some of the do's and don'ts. Plus ADHD, solo travel, girls' weekend, and so much more. That's what we're talking about. Well, that's what I'm talking about, and you're keeping me company. Thanks for keeping me company. I hope I'm keeping you company while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. I am cuddled up, comfy cozy, while the snow is coming down in New York City. All right, so grab yourself something cozy or just settle in. Let's do this. So that's what we're going to talk about. I guess I could say that's what I'm going to talk about, and hopefully I am keeping you company while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. I love knowing and hearing from you guys when I meet you. Like, you're like, do you know you keep me company every day on my ride to work? Or do you know you keep me company while I put on my makeup? Or do you know you keep me... Like, I love that. And that's why I always say, roll call, tell me what you're doing while you're listening, because I think that's interesting. I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I am all cuddled up. The heat is on high. And the windows are open. And it's snowing here in New York City. They thought it was going to be like a huge snowstorm, but it wasn't at all. It was like a dusting. But it was still beautiful. And I'm here because my daughter, Sierra, had a collab pop-up, which is when a brand kind of shows up and does like a trunk show or like, you know, just like, I'm sure you've walked into a department store before and they're like doing a pop-up of some makeup line, or maybe it's a jewelry designer and the designer's there and she's got like a little collection. So Sierra did that at a store here in Soho. And so I flew in to keep her company and to see her in action. And of course, just see her in general because she's my daughter. And now we live in Miami and she lives in LA. So any chance where she's like halfway across the country, I'm going to fly in and see her. Brett decided to stay home because he is flying to see our son this week, and they're going to go snowboarding together. And here's what's crazy. Brett and I, we figured this out the other day. We have never been apart more than like 3 days, and we're going to be apart for a week. That's friggin' trippy. It's trippy. And I don't know what it is, but I have been getting like emotional. I have a little bit of, I don't know, do you call it the flu? Do you call it a cold? I don't even really know what the difference is. Growing up, we called it the flu when we would have stomach vomiting, which we later figured out, when I say we, myself, my sister, my brother, we later figured out that Marge never checked expiration dates on freaking anything. It wasn't until we were adults and we would come home and we'd look in her fridge and we're like, Mom, this jelly expired the year I graduated from high school. What are you doing? And so we finally have like kind of pieced together that all the time, we would all get the flu at the same time. It was usually like, you know, one day or whatever of like extreme violent vomiting, the whole family. And now what we realize is, yeah, we were getting food poisoned by Marge. Did anyone else have this, Mom? Like, I'd never even heard of food poisoning until I was an adult. And then when I heard it described, I'm like, wait a second. I think that's what we had. I think that's what was going on. I think Marge was trying to kill us. And it's still an ongoing joke. You just know. If you're going to eat anything at their house, like, just check the expiration date first. So I used to think the flu was just, like, violent vomiting. Now I realize, oh, that's just food poisoning. And I guess the flu is when you have aches and chills and a fever and some nausea, maybe some vomiting, but like it's the flu, you know, it's the aches and pains and headache, migraine, fever, that kind of stuff is considered the flu. And if that's the case, your girl has the flu. But I'm not willing to admit it because I don't have time. I'm too cute for the flu. And I don't have time for the flu. The flu is for people who want to lay in bed. I don't want to lay in bed. I want to walk. I'm in the middle of a walking challenge. I didn't get any steps in today. That makes me mad. So I posted, which was really dumb. I posted to my Instagram stories like, I'm out for the count. Tell me how long this flu lasts. And I deleted it within like 10 minutes because I posted it. My phone just started blowing up with people like, I don't know, with different advice or people like, wait a second. We have this, 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 and that. And I had an appointment with another gal, like a service appointment. I'm not going to name names, but like I had a service appointment scheduled like 5 days from now. And the girl who I had the service appointment with, she texted me and she's like, I see that you're sick. Let's reschedule that appointment. I'm like, it's just a cold. I'll be fine 5 days from now. Like, she's like, well, I'm really not comfortable with this. Okay, fine. Like, simmer down. Just calm down, everybody. It's just a cold, flu, whatever you want to call it. So, but one of the things I did get was a friend texted me about, she's like, go right now and get, I'm going to figure out how to say it. I think it's pronounced oscillococcineum. And it's apparently like sold out freaking everywhere. And it's the thing you need to take when you start to just get the beginning of the body aches. You know, how you start to feel, you're like, God, I have a little bit of a headache. What's going on here? I don't feel well. What is this? Yeah, that's the beginning of the flu-like symptoms. And that's when you start taking this stuff. And they're really trippy. They come in these like little tubes, like a little teeny tiny test tube kind of thing. And each little test tube is considered a dose. And I'm like, what is this? So I open it up and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? And it just says, just put it in your mouth. I'm like, all right. And it's like these little teeny tiny beads, but they kind of taste like candy. And everyone swears by it. Like this cuts your flu time in half or like even a quarter. Apparently it's all natural. It's over the counter. I'm looking at it right now. I'm not sure how long you're supposed to take it, but I don't know. So I'm, you know, held up in my hotel room here in New York City today, and I'm traveling by myself, but I have my friend Warren Carlisle, meet me here in New York because I knew he would think that was fun. He's always available. He's always down for a good time, but he's got extreme ADHD too. And usually the two of us are anchored by our individual husbands who do not have ADHD. And so the two of us left to our own accord is a little scary, but it's also fun. Right. So we can like zone out on the couch or we, you know, go and work out. And it's nice to have the kind of friend where you don't always have to be talking. But also when you do want to talk about something random and then change the subject mid-sentence, they follow. That's fun, too. But if you're going to get sick, you want to be with a Brett or a Roberto, which is Warren's husband, because they are the like, you know, they quickly put their cape on and like, whoosh, like swoop into action. I text Warren this morning, like at 7 a.m. I'm like, I have a bad fever. I'm so sick. I don't hear from him until noon. Friggin' noon. By then, I'd already like tried to have drugs Instacarted to me. I was dying of food deprivation. And I don't know. I was just like, well, where is he? Excuse me. Anyways, but we had a great time. We had just the best time with Sierra and her girlfriend, Lauren. And I love New York City. I just love it here. I loved walking the city. I love the energy. But I heard the story. I think I told you guys about the crazy looting. I don't even think they call it looting. Like CVS, Duane Reed, Walmarts, all those here. Like just these groups of men come in. They said like 10 and 12 a night. Not groups, like one or two guys together, like two or three, I should say. And they just raid all the shelves and they just do it very casually and just like walk out. And there's so much lawlessness here. And so that's a little bit scary. And so then I heard this story yesterday. Yeah. This young woman, she's like 24. She's like Sierra's age. Sierra's 23. And she's walking here in Soho. you know, walking across the whatever crosswalk, light changes, and it's a very busy area where there's like, you might be walking across the street with like 20, 30 people. You know what I mean? It's crowded. And she's like paying attention to her surroundings or whatever. She's on her way to work, and she just looks up as like something is flying at her. And what was flying at her was this man had a plastic bag filled with, I don't know if there were beer cans or soda cans or whatever. And he just smacked her in the face as hard as possible. She falls to the ground, unconscious, wakes up, like every, you know, good Samaritans rush to her aid, call an ambulance. The guy just walks away because no one can do anything. And, you know, luckily she's okay, just very badly bruised. And by the way, this is not someone I know. This is, I saw this because TikTok listens to everything that you say and do and knows exactly where you are at all times. Well, all the apps do, but I think TikTok's even better at it. It's not someone I knew. I watched the story on TikTok. But then, of course, I got stuck on the TikTok where now all I'm seeing are these like crazy random assaults in New York City. And this is, you know, it can happen in any big city. It can happen in Miami. It can happen in L.A. Miami, L.A., New York. Like, that's just, it is what it is. And it is sad that there's so much mental health that's not being treated on the streets. And I've said before, I don't know what the answer is. But I do know you've just got to be so careful. And I am not. I am never aware of my surroundings. I mean, I'm aware of my surroundings. I just don't have that high alert thing like other people do, and I need to. I need to get mace, and I need to get, or pepper spray or whatever, and I need to be a little bit more on high alert because I think I've been seeing stories like that as a wake-up call. Like, Shalene, this happens in the middle of the broad day with other people around, and you need to be smarter. And so I'm saying that to keep myself accountable. I'm going to go to Amazon and order one of those, like, mace. Is it? It's not mace anymore, right? It's pepper spray, right? If you guys have any recommendations, I'm happy to hear them. I think we all need to do this. It's sad. But if you live in a big city, if you listen to true crime like I do, you just know you need to do that. And I really hope that young woman is okay. Gosh, there's a story that happened to one of my daughter's friends that I have to ask her if I can tell you guys that story. So remind me. Remind me to get permission for that. But anyways, back to traveling solo. I leave tomorrow to fly to Chicago. So while you're listening to this, it'll be on Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Happy Valentine's Day. Will you be my Valentine? So on Valentine's, Brett and I are meeting in Chicago. What, you're like, wait, I thought you weren't seeing your husband for a week. Okay, hang on, let me explain. So I haven't seen him for 3 days, and I'm going through Brett withdrawals. And he's definitely going through Shalene withdrawals. The man is like, he can't live without me, I'm telling you. And so we decided what we're going to do is we're going to fly, both of us, into Chicago and meet in Chicago. Because Drew Valentine, who's the head coach of Loyola Chicago, Chicago Loyola, is the head basketball coach there. Did I just say that twice? And his last name is, I just said it, Valentine. And he's the head coach. And they have a home game, and I think they've won like their last 8 games in a row, no pressure. So that home game is going to be insane in the membrane. So, of course, we want to go and support him. Now, you know, Drew is like a family friend. We call him our nephew because he's like just a couple years older than our kids. He's like the youngest head coach. He's a baller. And we love his wife, Taylor. Anyway, so we're going to go, and Brett and I are going to meet there. We're going to watch the game. He's going to have a big win. And then we're going to go out with the Valentines to dinner for Valentine's Day. Yay. And so my husband and I get to see each other on Valentine's night because we've never been apart on Valentine's Day. And then the next morning, Brett is going to fly to Park City to snowboard with Brock. And I'm flying home to host 2 of my girlfriends in Miami, which is really fun. And what was fun about this, my girlfriends that are coming, is both of them are like, hey, I want to come and see you. And it just so happened they both picked the same weekend. And I'm going to be better by then because I don't have time to get sick. Being sick is ick. Being sick is stupid. Being sick is annoying AF. I don't do sick. For the record, I am better already. you're listening to this on Wednesday, Valentine's Day, you can send me a message on Instagram. You'd be like, bitch, you're fine. Bitch, you are all better now. And you're right, I will be, because I'm doing this oxycoxosnenium or whatever, however you say it. So then we'll be apart for a week. Okay, so then I won't see him from like Thursday to Thursday. Because he's not going to be in Park City the whole time with Brock. Then he's got to go back to California and just like tie up some loose ends, some things we need to do there. Moving all of our businesses, moving everything from California to Florida, it's kind of a nightmare for Brett more than me, because that's the kind of thing he handles. He handles like all of, you know, so he had to close all the businesses, close all of our accounts. You know, we have employees that were in California. We have to transfer everything to Florida. Just savings account, not savings accounts. We don't have savings. We don't. We have Wealthfront. I'm sure you've heard Brett say it a million times. Don't have a savings account. Get a Wealthfront account for your savings. But like all of our investment portfolios and car insurance and car title and registration and driver's license, all that stuff. It's kind of a nightmare. And I don't know why people are like, wait, why would you move from California to Florida? So I'm just in case for some reason this is the first episode you've ever listened to, because we like it. And because California was becoming harder and harder and harder for us to do business. And it was my family all vacations or spends like part of the year in Florida. And I just feel like I'm getting to this age where I do not want to regret not seeing my parents often enough, you know? And I know a lot of you asked for about questions regarding Bob and Brett's family. And, you know, we talk about it a little bit on Patreon, but it's very personal and private. And like I said, we have a platform where it's really Brett's story, and he feels comfortable talking about it there. So, but I'll just say, you just never know how life is going to turn. It's just not fair to judge other people. So, especially when you don't have all the information, all the details. And I know we all do that, but thank you for reserving your judgment and assumptions, because, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it all. So let's talk about Alzheimer's for just a second. As you know, that's something that Brett's father has been struggling with. And when someone in your family has Alzheimer's, it really does impact everybody in the family. And brain health is something we all need to think about. Every single one of us, especially listeners of the Chalene Show, because there's a lot of females that listen to the show. And I don't know if you realize this, but 2/3 of all Alzheimer's patients are women. I have personal theories on why that is. Nonetheless, it's something we need to think very seriously about. You've got to make sure that you're getting the right supplements to improve your brain health, like ashwagandha and lion's mane and collagen and omega-3s, which is why if I'm going to have a protein bar, I'm going to choose one that's going to improve my brain health. And when I discovered that Maria Shriver, with her son Patrick Schwarzenegger, had developed a protein bar specifically around brain health, and that a portion of the proceeds were donated to the women's Alzheimer's movement, I'm like, okay, I should at least try them. And if I'm being honest, I didn't have that high of hopes for how it would taste, and I was blown away. They are so good, and they have a bunch of different flavors. Of course, I love anything with peanut butter in it. And I want to encourage you to try them, because if you want to give back and you want to find a way to fuel your body and take care of your brain, Mosh Bars, that's what they're called, Mosh Bars are the perfect choice for you. And you can get yours by going to MoshLife, MoshLife.com, and then /Chalene gets you 20% off plus free shipping, okay? So I would also recommend, when you try their bars, pick up their trial pack, then you'll get a sampling, right? They also now have plant-based trial packs. Again, that's 20% off plus free shipping on either their bestsellers or their plant-based trial pack at MoshLife, MoshLife.com/Chalene. Remember, this is a great way to give back to the Alzheimer's research and a delicious way to give yourself the nutrition your brain needs. Okay, so here's the thing I need to tell you about. And you need to tell your mom, your dad, your anyone who's older, anyone who's gullible. Doesn't even have to be older. Like, tell your, you know, 20-something-year-old kids. Like, everyone needs to know about this. These AI scams are getting so scary and so good. And it is crazy how elaborate these scams have become. I mean, Here's the bottom line. I mean, oh gosh, there's so many different variations of this. I want to kind of give you a couple of examples here, like you know what to expect. But if you get a phone call, here's the bottom line. If you get a phone call from your bank or from your credit card company, just anything related to your finances, if you get a phone call from, say, a police station or a political person or a lawyer, anyone who you get a phone call from, and they are trying to say, we have a security alert, or we're calling just to confirm that, you know, there's someone who's trying to withdraw money from your account. If you get a phone call like this, where you think that this person is calling to help you or to confirm something or to safeguard your money and investment, maybe you get a phone call from someone who says that your child has been in an accident and or someone you love, and it just sounds so real and so legitimate, and they start asking you for details, listen to me clearly, you're being scammed. So what you need to do is you need to say, don't even ask them for a number, just say, I need to call to confirm, and just hang up. Just hang up. If it's a real thing, then you need to call the number that's on the back of your credit card. You need to actually call your bank. Do not call the number that they give you, because hello, that's the scammers themselves. And they can make it sound, it's unbelievable how intricate these scams have become. If you're really curious to know about a couple of them, one you can just look up is Andy Cohen from Bravo. That's his story is very much like so many that I've heard, but it's just so elaborate and they're so good because they use AI. They use all of this artificial intelligence oftentimes to know things about you, connections. You're never going to believe that you're being scammed and you're being scammed. So be very, very careful of that. That's going on with phone calls. Okay. You already know the don't click on the email thing. I hope you figured that out. Phishing emails. But here's the thing that's happening on Instagram that is going crazy. You guys remember my email got my social media, email, everything got hacked in 2015. And it's crazy to me. That's 9 years ago. Wow. And they've just gotten more elaborate and more clever, I guess you could say, about the way that they scam people. So the thing is on Instagram and on Facebook, again, I've had 4 friends call me in the last week that this has happened to them, where they get a notification that their account has been hacked. They get an email. They then are like, oh my God, how do I get my account back? And then somebody will reach out to them and say like, hey, I heard your account got stolen or your account got hacked. I know someone who can help you get it back. Because even if you're verified, it's like still really hard to get your account back. And so then you reach out to this person who can supposedly get your account back and pay them anywhere from $100 to $2,000 to get your account back. Of course, the more followers you have, the more they say they need to charge you. And so then you're like, oh, I don't know, this doesn't sound right. And then eventually you're like, okay, I just can't get my account back. I've got to do something. So, you know, these friends of mine who have paid this person to get their account back, they get their account back, it's going great, like 3 or 4 days, boom, happens again. And then they reach out to that person. That person's like, yeah, oh, you know, well, listen, I got your account back, but if you want to be on the white list where you're never going to get hacked again, yeah, that's $5,000. But then you'll never be hacked again. I just have to put you on the white list. You know where this is going, right? Well, the person who's saving your account and putting you on the white list is also the person who's hacking you. And once they get access, it's like they're holding you ransom. So I'm going to tell you, if this is at all like a little bit interesting to you, I'm going to tell you a YouTube video to watch that will blow your mind. Okay, you can find it on YouTube. The name of the channel is No Jumper, okay? And the video, No Jumper is like a huge account. They have like 4.7 million followers or subscribers. But the video, the episode you want to watch is called Unlocked, Exposes the Instagram Ban Unban Game and Making Millions of Dollars. That's crazy. Literally, this guy makes millions of dollars off of people. And so on No Jumper, they actually interview one of these guys and he exposes the whole thing, like how this is like the biggest thing on Instagram. And people, you literally, when you watch this video, you realize like these guys hold all the power. And it's the other reason why if you've got a social media account, that's where you're making your money, you need to make sure you're building your own email list. By the way, I would love to have you guys be on my email list. I send out an email every single Friday. Do you know this? Yes. I send out an email every single Friday. And what I share, I think it's a great email, by the way. So I share like my favorite gadget, favorite thing of the week. Usually it's something I found on Amazon, but sometimes it's like a house gadget, a kitchen gadget, a piece of clothing, a weighted vest, you know, just like walking pads, you know, treadmills. I just share something I'm obsessed with. And then I share what it is I'm reading or what it is I'm watching in terms of a documentary. And then what it is I'm like obsessed about talking about. And then I'll usually throw in some kind of like sale or deal at the end. So I would love to have you be on my email list because, yeah, pretty much you have to expect that at some point it could happen again. My account could get hacked and I just want to make sure I've got a way to stay in touch with you. And it's pretty cool. That I mean, this is what like where you would learn about the walking challenge that I did. And, you know, it's some of the things I just don't always put. In fact, most of it I don't put in social, don't put on podcasts. So just go to my website at shalene.com and you can sign up for the newsletter there. Anyways, that story's pretty freaking interesting. It's scary. AI is kind of scary. Hackers are scary because they have tools and ethics and morals that we just can't even relate to. So it's a little bit unhinged. Freaks me out. So this next part of the episode, Brett and I went to dinner for my birthday. And Brett's huge pet peeve, like it sets him off, and you're going to get an unfiltered version of my husband, is when somebody disses me or is rude to me or is just, I don't know. He's very protective of me in many ways. And so we've gone out to dinner for my birthday, and he's talking so fast in this next little clip. I know if you're on Patreon, especially those of you on the vault level, you're quite used to this. But for those of you who are not, I'm going to have our editor put a few bleeps in. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Is that beep? Is that you talking to me? Is that deep? If I don't even know you exist, is that beef? Yeah, that's my Nicki Minaj for you. Anyways, so here's Brett. And then we also talked about throwing a, kind of what goes into throwing a, you know, a private party, like where you're having it catered. And if you're like, what? I'm not even into that lifestyle, Shalene. What are you talking about? You're so unrelatable. Whatever. Some of you will find it kind of interesting. So here goes. Okay, so this might sound weird, but my nose does not work as well as other people's noses. Like Brett will smell things and I'm like, and he's like, you don't smell that? I'm like, no, I don't. What? And everyone else in the room can smell whatever it is except me. And that kind of freaks me out because I'm always like, what if I smell and I don't know it? So because of that, I use Lumi deodorant. And here's the deal with Lumi deodorant. It was designed by an OBGYN to work on every part of your body safely. And I'm talking about like your armpits, your feet, your private parts, and it blocks odor all day long because it has this very unique pH optimized formula. Now Lumi, you've probably seen their commercials. They're really, really good. And they also happen to have over 250,000 five-star reviews because the stuff really works. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control your odor, if you have it, for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda free. It's paraben free. It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt, anywhere you need to use it, anywhere you think you might need to use it. And I suggest that you start with their starter pack because it's perfect for new customers. And you can figure out, okay, do you want a solid or do you actually want the cream? It makes a difference. So get the starter kit because then you'll get a little mini of all of those things, plus the body wash, plus their deodorant wipes, which if you are someone who works out on the regular or likes to do a Shalene Johnson style shower, then those deodorant wipes are a blessing in disguise. Right now, because you're a listener of The Shalene Show, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with this exclusive code. You'll actually get 40% off the starter pack too if you use code Shalene. So it's 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. Again, LumiDeodorant.com. And then use code Shalene so you make sure you get that mega discount. We just had dinner. It was my birthday. And we sat next to a two girls. They were cute. And I could just...
They went to high school together.
Yeah.
That I heard one of them saying, oh, it's your birthday, so you get whatever you want. And I'm like, it's your birthday today? And she's like, yes. And I go, same with my wife. So Shalene, and her name was, can I say her name?
Of course.
They're never going to listen to this. Yeah. Karen.
Who cares if they did? We don't care.
Yeah. Karen moved from New York, and she comes down here. She's Groundhog's Day, February 2nd. Super sweet, super nice, asking all kinds of questions.
Of course she is. She's Aquarian.
Yes. The other girl is from Colombia.
What's interesting about that is I said, are you from Colombia? Because she just...
She gave that vibe.
She gave that vibe. And, you know, one of my BFFs is from Colombia, Moniquita. And she's like, I am. How did you know that? She's like, well, I mean, I'm Colombian, but like I was, whatever, raised here in Miami.
So they're having dinner. And so we kind of start chatting, especially with Karen.
Because we're really close. We're in a really nice Miami sushi restaurant, like where you kind of feel like you're having dinner with the person next to you. There's about 6 inches between your tables.
Yeah. So they ask, like, oh, so what do you guys do? And we're like, oh, we're in marketing. And the girl's like, what do you do? And the girl goes, and the girl from Columbia, she's like, I'm a florist. I do events and blah, blah, blah.
I asked her, and I said, oh, you're a florist. That's so exciting, because I'm like on the edge of my seat. You guys know how I think I'm a closet florist and a closet hairstylist. So I'm like, really? Like, so what do you specialize in? And what'd she say?
Everything. I specialize in everything. I'm like, yeah, but you got to have like one thing that you're like known for. She goes, I'm known for everything. I'm like,
I go, okay, so.
Okay, Michael f-ing Jordan.
I said, okay. So like I can order arrangements from you? And she goes, no, I don't do that. I only do events. I'm like, well.
That's what you do. You do events. And so we had the event last night for the birthday. So we had 10 people over, and Shalene made the centerpieces.
You can talk slower. There's no rush. Okay. No one's like timing you.
Okay. So Shalene does the centerpieces, and she put them up on her Instagram. They turned out great. But she had to like, it's still like 2 hours of her day.
I love it though.
I understand that, but there's a lot of stuff, and then you stress on other stuff. I would much rather just outsource that shit. But here's the thing. Even though we've only been in Miami this for a month, but we were here last year, and we already know, we already have a network down here.
Okay. And I don't want you to forget where you're going to go with this. But what you just said was, I want to outsource that kind of thing. And I agree with you. I think that's a great idea. However, I've never worked with any florists here in Miami, so I have no idea. And I have a specific look that I like for my florals, so And it's not that hard to replicate, so I just did it myself, and I enjoy that.
I understand that. But next time, if we're in a pinch, and the florist could do it right, you would want to outsource it.
Of course. So that's why I was excited to meet her.
Okay. So here...
What was her name?
I don't know. I already forgot, because she's dead to me. So the girl takes Shalene's phone. Now she sees that Shalene...
Wait, why'd she take my phone?
Because she was going to put her contact in there.
Oh, no. Because we told her, we were like, our daughter got married last year, and she used Anthony from the Boy Who Cried Flowers. Yeah. And then I handed her my phone to show her Sierra's wedding. And while she had my phone in her hand, she didn't look at the photos. She went directly to my page and then followed herself from my phone.
Yeah. And then Shalene gave her a couple tips on her Instagram bio on how to like get more searchable and all this kind of stuff. So like we're giving her like business tips and like trying to help her out. And then Shalene's like,
I would love to give you some business. I've got like, I don't know, like a ton of people here, but like of the people who I do know,
they do parties.
They do parties. They do events. And we can give you a ton of business.
Yeah. Here's the difference between like entrepreneurs that get it and entrepreneurs that don't. So she's actually looked at Shalene's page. She knows she's got 800,000 followers, and we're telling her we can help you. We got some contacts here. She knows we just had a party last night. Like, we're not f-ing with you. Like, we can help your business. She turns like 180 after she gives Shalene back her phone and has already followed herself on Shalene. You guys have a great night. You guys, we're done talking to you. And Karen was like,
she goes, okay, you guys, I want to tell my friend a story. We're like, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so go tell your friend a story. So Shalene, I was like, go into your phone.
Yeah, Brett's like, okay, that girl's a bitch. As we're walking away, he's like, the girl whose birthday was February 2nd, she was great. I'm like, yeah, she was sweet. And he goes, the Colombian florist, she's a bitch. I go, I know, she was a total bitch. He goes, look at your Instagram right now. Block her. He's like, unfollow her. And don't just unfollow her. Fucking block her.
Yeah. I mean, that's just... You just never know who you're going to talk to that's going to, like, open some doors.
Like, just be...
Just be nice.
Like, we're
just
having a good time.
Yeah.
We're fun people. I was, like, because the girl next to us, it was her birthday, I was going to suggest that we pay for their meal.
Yeah. So glad we did.
Thank God. No, because you know the florist is probably paying for the dinner.
Yeah, she is. Now she can get stuck with the f***ing bill.
Yeah.
But here's the opposite. Last night... We're with Chef Calvin, mm-hmm. and he understands the assignment. Like, yeah. He's like, okay, I'm doing a dinner party with 10, and all these people are from Miami.
Yeah.
One of the first people that come in, Jared and Sandy, they've already used him before.
Like, oh, my God. We
for Jared's birthday. Yeah, for Jared's birthday, like, 2 years ago. But he gets the assignment, and, like, he's following up with us today. He left the house spotless.
Oh, my God.
He followed every single person at the party.
Yep.
And, like, everybody tagged him, and he re-followed. Like, that's how you do business.
Dude knows how to do business. So when we booked him, by the way, I was like, wow. I just searched on Yelp for a personal chef, and then I looked at reviews, and I didn't just go by, like, who's got the highest reviews. I'm like, what do the reviews say? Then I looked at photos, and then I looked at recency, and I'm like, okay, then I want to see a video of the chef and kind of take in his energy. Well, I loved his energy in the videos, left him a message, asked for a quote, super reasonable.
Yeah, but you left it on Yelp, uh-huh. which I found out Yelp isn't a thing here in Miami.
What's
that
mean?
They do Google more.
Most people do.
Yeah. So Celine's like, will you call him? So I call him and I told him what we need. And he's like, done. I'll do it. And I'm like, we love fish and steak. He goes, surf and turf. We got it. We'll do some sticky rice. Like, the whole thing. He knows what he wants to do. And when I'm doing with a chef, unless there's, like, a serious request by us, I'd rather him do what he's an expert at.
Yeah, I heard you say that to him. Brett was going over the menu with him, and I heard Brett say, what do you like to make? Because Brett's theory is whatever the chef is excited about is what he's going to crush it.
Yeah.
So he's like, dude, what are you most excited about making? And so the chef, like, gave him his menu.
And here's the craziest part. He's like, okay, just give me the address.
Oh, this is crazy.
So I give him the address and he texts me right back. He goes, wait a second, show this to you and your wife. I'm going to send you a video right now. He sends us a video. And we pop up the video, and it's about a minute and a half long, and it's shot at our house.
The house that we're living in.
He did a full, like, promo shoot at our house because the previous people that stayed there before us...
Lived there for, like, 2 years,
and used them all the time.
Yeah.
And so he did, like, he had a drone shot. Like, he's cooking our kitchen. But here's the best thing about this guy as an entrepreneur. We finish all the paperwork. Like, you know, he sends over the contract. I sign the contract. I send him the deposit. And...
I think we should tell people, like... what it cost, so they have an idea of, like, you know, what something like this runs.
It was $200 a person.
And that included the cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, dessert, lobster and steak.
So surf and
turf. And, like, I mean, like, ceviche and
cleanup.
And three staff.
And cleanup. Like, we walked in the kitchen afterwards, and it was,
you might think, oh, wow, $200 per person, that's a lot. But, like, at a high-end steakhouse, you're probably going to pay more than that.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have the exceptional service and experience. Like, it was just, it was phenomenal. So
you don't have to worry about anything.
It was amazing.
Your guests are, you know, taken care of. And so here's the great thing about this guy. And we've had a lot. Yes, we've had a lot of dinners catered before, and never had this happen. So once I paid the deposit, he sends a welcome video and says, here are three things that you can do prior to us arriving that's going to make your night amazing. He goes, number one, make sure that your deposit and your everything's taken care of. So that way you don't have to worry about
the
night of, right? Okay, well, I've already done that. He goes, number two, he goes, make sure that your dishwasher is completely empty. So that they, and I was like, okay, so that means he's gonna fill it when he's done doing all, you know, doing the whole night. And number three, make sure all your kitchen countertops are completely spotless and don't have anything on them so that we can do all of our prep and stuff.
He also gave us, told us to have paper towels.
And yeah, extra paper towels and big trash bags.
Yeah. So something like that, let me just tell you, when you try to throw your own party and you try to be the caterer, which we've done many, many times. Many, many times I was a server, Brett was a chef, and it's stressful and it's messy. You do not get to enjoy it. And then once it's over, you have to clean it up because you don't want your guests to stay and clean things up. So I think it was the best $200 per person we could have ever spent. When they left, the place was freaking
spotless.
Yeah. I mean, spotless.
Shalene and I walked into the kitchen afterwards.
They served cocktails. They were like, they took care of everybody the whole night.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And they were entertaining. They were dancing. Oh,
and
my God.
And then the two chefs were there making all the food. And then they brought Albany in to, like, at the end to kind of, like, serve the cocktails, you know, serve all the dinner.
So fun.
She was fun. She was funny.
Yes.
Yeah, she was funny.
I mean, they just, like, it, just a top-notch experience.
Chef Calvin.
So, you know, actually on IG, it's Personal Chef Cal.
Yeah.
I think Cal.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you're in the Miami area, like, you cannot go wrong with this guy. It was amazing. It was super healthy. And he made, except this part, he made homemade donuts and homemade ice cream.
Yeah.
As a dessert.
Yes.
I only had like 3 bites.
I had the whole donut.
Did you?
Yeah.
And the ice cream?
Everything. If I'm paying $200 a person, I was eating everybody else's at Warrigate too.
I mean, that price is really quite fantastic.
It was a good price.
Orange County, I would say, do 24 carats.
24, but Park City is the Sushi Rob.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Sushi Rob.
But is that how you find him?
Yeah. He's Sushi Rob. He lives in Salt Lake City.
If you're in Salt Lake City or Park City, Utah, Sushi Rob. If you are in Orange County, California, probably some surrounding areas, 24 carats.
Or I don't know her last name. Sam's business is awesome too. She gets you a person.
That's up in LA.
No, she gets it everywhere.
Look it up.
Yeah, her name is.
Just try it at one point. But now you've kind of got like a price range, and again, like that was kind of like a higher end. You know what I mean? On Instagram, she is at @WholeSam. WholeSam. WholeSam on Instagram. She's got like 63,000 followers.
And she runs a catering business where she will literally send.
She'll
find you somebody. She's the one that hooked us up for Brock's wedding with a caterer.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Where were we?
The florist chick's done. She's done.
No, we're never.
She's blocked. She's done.
Yeah. She was like, I'm going to text you tomorrow.
And yeah, like, she goes, I'm going to DM you tomorrow.
I go, well, I log in once or twice a day. I look for like 30 minutes. And then the other like 2,000 messages I'm not going to see. So you're welcome to email me. She just ignored me. I'm like, dude, I'm offering you my email address right now. And you're not asking for it. So I'm not going to give it to you because you don't get it.
Yeah.
We're trying to help you. We're trying to be nice. We're trying to have a conversation. And I don't know what you
can go
think.
Do centerpieces for the f***ing third grade basketball team tomorrow. The third grade basketball team needs a f***ing banquet. You're gonna go put some greens on their f***ing centerpieces.
Her work was actually really nice.
I don't give a s***. I hope she.
What do you want for your birthday?
I already had my birthday.
No, you haven't.
I don't know. We'll go find some other place to go to dinner. Okay. And we've already decided that we're going to...
So you want a nice dinner?
Yeah, we'll go out to dinner.
Do you want to go out to dinner or do you want me to have something catered?
No, we'll go out to dinner.
Okay.
We'll go out to dinner.
Do you want a short dress or a long dress, a tight dress or a frilly dress?
I want short, skimpy, tight, low cut.
Okay.
It'll probably be time for nails to be done.
Yeah. So what do you want for nails?
I'll figure it out.
All right.
I know one thing that won't be. It won't be white. It won't be basic white ones.
There was somebody recently, I was like, honey, I think this person started the white
Rachel
nail.
Hollis.
Rachel Hollis?
Yeah.
I think she might have.
That would be the perfect person to start it. She might have started the trend.
Because in my research for the, you know, episodes I've been giving to you guys, I have been going back to watch like really, really early videos of her. And yeah, I was like, honey, look, look, she's got the nails that you hate. And this is like back in 2012.
I was in the sauna yesterday, and the gym that we go to has a co-ed sauna. And there was like four dudes in there and like three girls. And so we're in there and sweating, and two people get up and come out, and one girl walks in, and she's got white toenail polish, and it's like chipping away, and I'm just like,
you're actually looking that closely?
Well, like, you look down, you don't look up, because they're wearing like a bra, like that's weird.
Okay.
Like, you know, they're wearing bathing suits, so I'm not gonna like stare at them like this, you know.
I'm glad you don't.
I'm just like looking down in the ground like this, like, you know, I have my headphones in, I'm listening to CNBC, and I'm looking down on the ground, and she like sits like right across from me, and it's like white toenails, and they're like chipped, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. I got up and left. I was like, I got 10 more minutes in here, but I'm not, I can't look at that. And I'm not going to look up, because that's weird, because she's like Sierra's age, and I'm not going to like dying. Look up and I'm like, dying. You know, so I just had to leave.
Oh my God. Like literally white toenails are that?
Yeah, it was.
Did you say vomit?
Vomit. Like it's chipped. It looks like it's so disgusting. It looks like it's so bad.
Wow.
It's gross.
I'm just dying to know how many of you right now, as you're listening to this, have chipped white toenails. Raise your hand right now.
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I have released the third installment of the Rise and Ruin of Rachel and Dave Hollis to Patreon. Of course, as I mentioned, if you're a new Patreon member, you get 7 days free. That's it. It's just 7 days. But you could binge all of those episodes. But I have a feeling if you're going to be so hooked and you're like, oh, I need this whole thing. People are just really so, I mean, I'm loving the comments. I just didn't think that people would be so interested, especially people who are like, I didn't even know who they were. I wasn't even interested in it, but I'm so into this story now. So yeah, part four comes out this week. You can go to patreon.com/theshalene show to learn more there. And I would just like to say thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of different podcasts. Thank you for keeping me company. It is always an honor to know that I've kept you company. I like your feedback on the podcast. So, you know, tell me if you're still digging this. You still want these Keep Me Company Car Smart Lifer Update editions? I need to know, because I'm here for you. I'm a part of this community, and I listen to this community, and I love you, and I mean it, and I'll talk to you soon.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.